From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
When it comes to energy, Texas, more than any other state, seems to symbolize what is wrong with U.S. energy policies. This is the place, after all, where oil became Texas tea that gave us Enron and the home state of George Bush, a former oil executive and our current president. California, on the other hand, has always seemed like the promised land. It literally created the world's entire renewable energy industry in the 80s. But today, Texas can crow that it has more wind power online than California, despite the fact that California has doubly ambitious goals on paper, 10 versus 20% within the next decade. As of last month, Texas had enough wind power online to supply 600,000 U.S. homes, slightly more than California. Translating vision into reality has become difficult in California as we strive for penultimate perfection. In Texas, they just don't give a hoot, clearly enjoying the virtues of simplicity. California, nevertheless, is beating the pants off of Texas when it comes to solar power. Though Texas has ample sunshine, it has zip for solar power. California is clearly number one, with about three-quarters or more of the nation's solar power generation. Sadly, both states purchase more power from dirty coal than from these cool technologies that fight global warming. But Texas has the audacity to approve 17 new coal plants without regard for air quality. We in California just buy our dirty and cheap power from coal plants that pollute people in other states. I'm hoping competition between Texas and California on the world's most popular green energy source, wind power, lights a fire underneath California's movers and shakers. If we have to rely upon the egos of these two giant states to make progress on the clean energy front, then I say, let the competition begin. With a perspective, I'm Peter Asmus.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.